Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 36. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht's sehr gut, danke. Und dir, Marc,
ja,
wie geht's?
Mir geht's auch sehr gut, danke. We're back with another episode of Coffee Break German, and this is the show which will help you build your German vocabulary, build your understanding of German grammar, and increase your range of expression with our regular episodes that just last the length of a coffee break. Andrea, ich habe eine Frage.
Mhm.
Trinkst du Kaffee?
Ja, ich trinke einen Kaffee am Tag.
Okay, aber magst du gern Tee vielleicht?
Ja, ich trinke viel Tee. Hier in Schottland ist das auch normal und
ja,
der Tee ist sehr gut.
Ja.
Aber einen Kaffee am Tag, ja, das trinke ich.
Und was für Kaffee trinkst du?
Ich mag gern schwarzen Kaffee mit ein bisschen Milch.
Okay, also ein Americano.
Ja, hier heißt das Americano, ja.
Okay.
Und du, Marc, trinkst du Kaffee?
Ja, ich trinke normalerweise vielleicht ein oder zwei Kaffee.
Mhm.
Einen oder zwei Kaffee.
Kaffees?
Pro Tag.
Ja, Kaffees.
Kaffees, ja, okay.
Pro Tag. Und was für Kaffee trinkst du?
Also normalerweise trinke ich einen Milchkaffee.
Ah, einen Milchkaffee.
Ja.
Der Milchkaffee hat viele Namen in der deutschsprachigen Welt.
Ach so, okay.
Ja, in der Schweiz ist das eine Schale.
Eine Schale, das bedeutet…
It means a bowl.
A bowl, ja,
ja,
okay.
Ja, und in Österreich gibt es auch verschiedene Varianten.
Mhm.
Ja, so we have the Häferlkaffee.
Okay.
So ein Hafen is a jug.
Yep.
Ja, and a Häferl is a small jug.
Yeah.
So a small jug coffee.
Yep.
And it has just a lot of milk in it. So it's basically an espresso, but you pour a lot of milk into it, maybe like a coffee latte.
Okay, yeah.
And then have you ever heard of the Kaffee verkehrt?
I think I have. I seem to remember ordering that. So I think that's probably a little more milk, like a latte,
yes,
macchiato.
Yes, and what does verkehrt mean?
It's something to do with, well, I've seen something about roadworks or something. What am I thinking
of? No. Verkehrt means upside down.
Ach so.
So the wrong way round, yeah?
Right.
Verkehrt, yeah? So, for example, if you wear your clothes verkehrt,
they're
you wear
out.
Them inside out.
So what am I thinking is verkehr?
Verkehr is traffic.
It's traffic.
But verkehrt has got nothing to do with traffic.
Traffic, coffee,
yeah?
Okay.
So ein Kaffee verkehrt, so it's the wrong way around.
Yeah.
So you have more milk than coffee. You
right.
have two-thirds milk and one-third coffee.
Right.
Yeah. And then, and that's what I like, okay, is a verlängerter.
Right.
So like a longer mm-hmm. coffee, ein verlängerter. And that's an espresso, but you pour extra water into it. And it's because I don't like strong coffee.
Right. So that's like your allongé or your rallongé
yes,
in France.
Yes, exactly.
When you've got your espresso, but you pour hot water into it to make
yes,
it longer.
Yes. And I would also add a wee bit of milk.
Okay. There is so much to talk about in all things coffee, but we're kind of 3.5 minutes into
yes,
the show.
Yes, so let's
we've
get
spoken
started.
Lots of German, but mm-hmm. nonetheless, we've got a very interesting episode of our soap opera to deal with.
Yes, absolutely.
Therefore, let's waste no more time talking. We're not wasting time talking about coffee in German or in Switzerland or in Austria, but let's talk about our soap opera. Also, los geht's. Okay, as usual, we're going to begin by listening to the episode in its entirety. And then afterwards, of course, we'll discuss the language contained in that episode. Let's have a listen. Our friends this week are going shopping.
Mann, bei uns im Kühlschrank herrscht ja totale Ebbe.
Ja, ich weiß. Wir sollten mal einkaufen. Eigentlich wärst du dran gewesen, Philipp.
Hey, tut mir leid. Ich musste auf meine Prüfung lernen und arbeite 4 Tage im Pub. Ich habe viel Stress.
Ist ja okay. Ich will eh noch in die Stadt shoppen. Ich kann auch gleich beim Supermarkt einkaufen.
Oh, eine Shoppingtour. Was willst du denn kaufen?
Ich habe nur so alte Klamotten und möchte etwas Schickes für meine Party am Wochenende. Ein Kleid und vielleicht ein paar Schuhe.
Cool. Stört es dich, wenn ich mitkomme? Ich wollte mir eh ein paar neue Jeans kaufen.
Nein, das wäre ja super. Du kannst mir gleich zeigen, wo die tollen Läden sind, weil ich noch nie hier eingekauft habe.
Gut, ich muss mich noch schnell umziehen, dann können wir los.
Super. Philipp, sollen wir dir was mitbringen?
Vom Supermarkt bitte eine Tafel Nussschokolade.
Kein Problem.
Hey Carola, wie findest du diese Jeans? Mit den aufgestickten Blumen? Sieht doch poppig aus.
Naja, weiß nicht so ganz. Ich finde die Blumen etwas kitschig und altmodisch. Ich stehe mehr auf klassische Jeans.
Sag mal, ist das nicht Hannah?
Ja klar. Hey Hannah, bist du auch im Shoppen?
Oh, hallo Miriam. Hi Carola. Ja, ich suche etwas für die Party. Ich habe keine Sommerkleider. In Island brauche ich das selten. Ich möchte hübsch aussehen an der Party.
Ach so. Gibt es jemanden, den du gern beeindrucken möchtest?
Na ja.
Mann, du kriegst ja ganz rote Backen.
Ja, also, Philipp gefällt mir schon.
Nein, echt jetzt? Unser Philipp? Das ist ja ein Ding.
Ach, wie aufregend. Komm, wir suchen was Schickes zum Anziehen. Wie wäre es mit diesem Sommerkleid? Mit Blumenmuster? Das ist total in im Moment.
Ich finde die Farben etwas stark.
Ja, da bin ich deiner Meinung. Die Farben sind etwas knallig. Da siehst du aus wie ein Lollipop.
Ja, okay, ich sehe das Problem. Was ist mit dem Trägerkleid? Blau-Weiß sieht immer gut aus.
Ja, das gefällt mir gut. Ich möchte es anprobieren. Entschuldigung, kann ich das anprobieren?
Guten Tag. Ja, bitte, hier sind die Kabinen. Wenn Sie Hilfe brauchen, rufen Sie mich einfach.
Vielen Dank.
Und, wie sieht es aus? Zeig dich mal.
Ich weiß nicht. Es sieht aus wie ein Sack.
Es ist einfach zu groß. Entschuldigung, haben Sie das eine Nummer kleiner?
Leider nicht in dieser Farbe, nur noch in Türkis.
Oh, Türkis ist meine Lieblingsfarbe. Darf ich es anprobieren?
Sicher, hier, bitte. Und, wie sieht's aus?
Das gefällt mir und es passt.
Das sieht super aus. Ich würde das gleich kaufen.
Ja, das mache ich. Kann ich mit Karte zahlen?
Ja, natürlich. Kommen Sie bitte mit zur Kasse.
Okay, so in this episode, the girls go on a shopping tour, basically.
Yes.
they start off talking about the supermarket, but they end up in a clothes shop.
Well, yes, they talk about the supermarket because mm-hmm. they need food.
Yep.
However, Carola wants to go shopping anyway, mm-hmm. so she said she could also pop by the supermarket.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to the first section, and once more we'll listen to it, give you a chance to hear it. Try to focus on the key vocabulary and see what you can pick up, and then we'll talk about it to help you understand a little more.
Mann, bei uns im Kühlschrank herrscht ja totale Ebbe.
Ja, ich weiß. Wir sollten mal einkaufen. Eigentlich wärst du dran gewesen, Philipp.
Hey, tut mir leid. Ich musste auf meine Prüfung lernen und arbeite 4 Tage im Pub. Ich habe viel Stress.
Ist ja okay. Ich will eh noch in die Stadt shoppen. Ich kann auch gleich beim Supermarkt einkaufen.
Oh, eine Shoppingtour. Was willst du denn kaufen?
Ich habe nur so alte Klamotten und möchte etwas Schickes für meine Party am Wochenende. Ein Kleid und vielleicht ein paar Schuhe.
Cool. Stört es dich, wenn ich mitkomme? Ich wollte mir eh ein paar neue Jeans kaufen.
Nein, das wäre ja super. Du kannst mir gleich zeigen, wo die tollen Läden sind, weil ich noch nie hier eingekauft habe.
Gut, ich muss mich noch schnell umziehen, dann können wir los.
Super. Philipp, sollen wir dir was mitbringen?
Vom Supermarkt bitte eine Tafel Nussschokolade.
Kein Problem.
Okay, so this first section, they're still in the flat. And the, as we've said, Miriam and Carola are planning to go shopping. And Philipp asks them to get something.
Yes, what does he want them to get?
He wants them to get Nussschokolade.
Yes.
Correct. Now, the written version of that is an interesting word.
Yes. So it's a nice compound mm-hmm. between Nuss, mm-hmm. which is?
Nut.
Yeah. And Schokolade.
Chocolate.
Yeah. So Nuss is spelled N-U-S-S.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Schokolade starts with S-C-H. S.
Yeah.
So if we put them together, we have...
Nussschokolade.
Yeah, so we have 3 S's in a row.
Yep.
Now, when I was a child, And that was in the 80s. Mm-hmm. This would not have been possible.
So what would you have done?
We would have deleted one of the S's because we just thought three S's in a row, that's ridiculous. Just too much, no? But then in the 90s, early 90s, the German government reformed German spelling rules.
Yep.
And other countries basically followed suit, yeah? And we can now write Nuss Schokolade with three S's in a row.
Right. Have I also seen something about a boat journey with three F's?
Yeah, so this is the super example that we often use when we speak about this rule. It's Schifffahrt.
Yeah, but you've got three F's in there.
Yeah, three F's. So this is now possible and has been since the early 90s, since we have reformed German spelling. Mm-hmm. The Swiss don't need to use these spelling rules.
Right.
Now, I'm a German linguist. I just do this anyway. But, for example, my mother refuses to use the normal, the new spelling rules. So she would definitely not write Nuss Schokolade mit three S's.
I see. Now, these are the same spelling rules that affect things like SZs and
yes,
double
yes,
S's.
Yes, exactly.
So previously, what are the changes there? I know that's a huge topic and we can't go into it in too much detail.
So the rules now are that SZ follows a diphthong.
Right, so that's when you've got a combination of vowels.
Yes, so I, au, oi. Mm-hmm. So ich weiß.
That would be SZ.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they also follow a long vowel. For example, Fuß.
Fuß, okay, so the word for foot.
Yeah.
That's SZ as well.
Yes.
So give us an example of a short vowel when you would use a double S.
For example, wissen.
Right. So that's the same verb as ich weiß, but within the infinitive, wissen or wir wissen.
Yes.
It's double S.
Yes, it's double S.
So do you know when a vowel is short or long?
No. For example, we talked about Fuß. Mm-hmm. Which is F-U and then S-Z. But we also have, for example, the word kuss, which is K-U and then it's double S.
And kuss means?
Kiss.
Kiss, yeah, okay. But so, I guess if you're reading German and you're seeing the S-Z, then you know that it's a long vowel.
Yes, so there is an upside for our learners when it comes to this rule. And it's when they read a text that presence of SZ or not,
S's,
yeah, will give them an indication of whether a vowel is long or short.
Right. Now, this is all when we're focusing on Hochdeutsch from Germany, because as soon as we start to look at Swiss German, then it's something different. Yeah?
Yes, the Swiss don't use SZ. And
this is when they're speaking in German, not in Swiss.
Yes, so when you read a Swiss newspaper, you will not find an SZ.
Okay.
So that's very unfortunate for learners because they will not get any indication of whether a vowel is long or short.
I understand.
And also when you have texts that are older than the reformed spelling rules, then you will have, if it's a German text, you will have SZ everywhere. Yeah, you will have das and kuss and all these still have SZ. And also if you read a text of someone who is older than the spelling reform and who are maybe not very interested in the spelling reform, then there is still this confusion there.
Okay. I don't want to go on any more about this, but it's a very interesting topic and it will also help our learners understand why there are these variations and why indeed some people get confused. I know that my wife started learning German before the spelling reform and finds it quite difficult to know when the SZs are there and when it's double S and so on. But probably I have started later than her in my learning of German and therefore I'm learning things as they are already written these new rules. And it's not just German that this happens in. There's other languages
I know.
Spelling reforms and so on. Even languages change alphabets from time to time, but that's another story. I think we need to get back to our story. We're kind of getting off topic today a little. In this first section of the story, what actually happens here?
So Miriam is very upset because there is nothing in the Kühlschrank, in the fridge.
Nothing in the fridge.
And she says, bei uns im Kühlschrank herrscht ja totale Ebbe. Was ist Ebbe?
I have no idea, I'm afraid.
It's low tide.
Right, so it's low tide in the fridge, yeah?
Yes, so there's nothing in it.
Okay.
Yeah, and it would have been Philip's turn to go shopping.
So, right, yeah? Okay.
But he was very busy because he had exams, yeah. And he also works at the pub. So he's totally stressed and he had no time to shop.
Okay.
So Carola makes a good offer.
Mm-hmm.
What does she say?
Well, she said that she's going into town anyway.
Yes.
So she could also pop by the supermarket.
Yes, and she uses the verb shoppen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ich will eh noch in die Stadt shoppen. Shoppen is not going to the supermarket.
Right.
Shoppen is clothes shopping mainly, or even maybe books or electronics, okay, or something, but it's not, it's not groceries.
Doing your messages. It's not doing your messages.
No, it's not that, yeah?
A Scottish expression, yes, there for going your grocery shopping. Okay, so then Miriam kind of picks up on this and thinks, okay, perhaps we could go together.
Yes. So Miriam is into shopping too. She says, I will tag along. Mm-hmm. And Carola is excited because Miriam has been in the town for much longer than she has, so she says, why don't you come along and show me where the cool shops are?
Good. Okay. Miriam has to do something before they go, however. She says, ich muss mich noch schnell umziehen.
Yes.
She needs to get changed.
Yes. Sich umziehen is to get changed.
Okay. And then, once she's got changed, they can head off.
Yes.
And that's when Philip asks them to bring the eine Tafel Nussschokolade.
Exactly.
Good stuff. Okay, so in the next section, Carola and Miriam are in the clothes shop looking for something to wear to the party, yeah? Mm-hmm. Let's have a listen to this next section.
Hey Carola, wie findest du diese Jeans? Mit den aufgestickten Blumen? Sieht doch poppig aus.
Naja, weiß nicht so ganz. Ich finde die Blumen etwas kitschig und altmodisch. Ich stehe mehr auf klassische Jeans.
Sag mal, ist das nicht Hannah?
Ja klar. Hey Hannah! Bist du auch im Shoppen?
Oh, hallo Miriam. Hi Carola. Ja, ich suche etwas für die Party. Ich habe keine Sommerkleider. In Island brauche ich das selten. Ich möchte hübsch aussehen an der Party.
Ach so. Gibt es jemanden, den du gern beeindrucken möchtest?
Naja.
Mann, du kriegst ja ganz rote Backen.
Ja, also, Philipp gefällt mir schon.
Nein, echt jetzt? Unser Philipp? Das ist ja ein Ding.
Ach, wie aufregend. Komm, wir suchen was Schickes zum Anziehen. Wie wäre es mit diesem Sommerkleid? Mit Blumenmuster? Das ist total in im Moment.
Ich finde die Farben etwas stark.
Ja, da bin ich deiner Meinung. Die Farben sind etwas knallig. Da siehst du aus wie ein Lollipop.
Ja, okay, ich sehe das Problem. Was ist mit dem Trägerkleid? Blau-weiß sieht immer gut aus.
Ja, das gefällt mir gut.
Okay, so in this section we've got some technical vocabulary for clothes. I'm not very good at that, I'm afraid. They're talking about jeans at first. I got that bit. Something to do with flowers on the jeans?
Yes, aufgestickte Blumen. So mit den aufgestickten Blumen.
Is that printed flowers? Or
no, it's embroidered.
Embroidered, ach so, yeah. Right, okay. So with embroidered flowers, it looks poppy?
Yeah, funky.
Funky, okay.
Yeah.
Is that one of these words that's only trendy for a small amount of time?
Yes, I'm not quite sure whether it's still trendy, to be honest.
Okay.
But it comes and goes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like so many trendy words, it comes and goes. Yeah. Okay. So the don't necessarily agree on those jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Just like language, the fashions also change.
Yes. Because Carola thinks they are kitschig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sort of naff.
Yes.
You say, yeah.
Yes. And altmodisch
out
as well.
Out of fashion or old fashioned, yeah.
Yes. And she prefers klassische jeans.
Okay. So classic jeans, yeah. And then they see Hannah, don't they?
Yes. And she is also doing shopping. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sie ist auch am Shoppen.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looking for something for the party. Because she wants to look pretty at the party.
She also says that she, I think she says that she doesn't have any summer clothes.
Yes.
Because she doesn't really need them in Iceland.
Exactly.
We remember that, Hannah is Icelandic.
Yes.
But she doesn't really have warm clothes or clothes for warm weather.
For warm weather. And she wants to look pretty.
Yep.
And then Carola wants to know whether she wants to be pretty for someone.
Yeah, she's fishing again.
Yeah, if she wants to impress someone, beeindrucken.
So that's beeindrucken jemanden is to impress them. Someone. And that's taking an accusative,
Yes.
Okay. So then Hannah stutters a little.
Yeah, and she turns red. Yeah, yes. She has rote backen.
What, a backen?
Red cheeks.
Cheeks, yeah, okay.
So actually, the cheeks, you know, it would be wangen.
Right.
Yeah, and the backen are the wee bit lower than the cheeks. So the wangen are the cheekbones.
Okay.
And the backen are the bit under the cheekbones.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and she says, yeah, Philip gefällt mir.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Miriam hears this for the first time.
Yeah, that's news to her.
She is really gobsmacked. Yeah,
that is
the ending. Yeah, so we've
really
had this
something.
Before. This is really something. And they suggest that they look for something chic,
okay,
that she can wear. And Carola picks a summer dress, a summer Kleid, mit Blumenmuster. So they're totally into flowers.
Yep.
Yeah, Blumenmuster. What is a muster?
I think we've mentioned this at some point before, and I cannot remember. I'm sorry.
A pattern.
A pattern. All right. Okay. So with a flowery pattern.
Yes.
Right.
And she says, das ist total in.
It's totally in at the moment. Okay. It's interesting to hear all these English words.
Yes, exactly. But Hannah is not convinced. What does she think of?
She finds the colours quite strong. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And what does Miriam think?
Miriam agrees. She says, da bin ich deiner Meinung. So I am of your opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she thinks the colours are a bit knallig.
No idea what knallig would be.
Too bright.
Okay.
Yeah, bright. Okay.
she says a funny thing after that.
Yeah. She says, das siehst du aus wie ein Lollipop.
You look like a lollipop.
Mm-hmm.
I think for our American listeners, that would be a popsicle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So Carola sees the problem.
Uh-huh.
What does she see there? Was ist mit dem Trägerkleid?
So what about this Trägerkleid? A Träger is a strap, a spaghetti strap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I told you I didn't know much about this vocabulary.
I know. It's fascinating stuff, you know. So the Trägerkleid is a dress that only has a spaghetti strap, so it doesn't have sleeves.
Okay.
Yeah? Blau-weiß sieht immer gut aus. So blue and white always looks good. And Hannah says that she likes it.
Okay, and therefore she'll want to try it on. Which she will do just after our break.
Wir unterbrechen diese Sendung für eine sehr wichtige Meldung. If you'd like to make faster progress with your German, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes and bonus listening materials. Also, worauf wartest du? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your German to the next level, go to coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
Okay, we're listening to Hannah, Carola and Miriam in the clothes shop at the moment. Let's continue with the next part of our conversation.
Ich möchte es anprobieren. Entschuldigung, kann ich das anprobieren?
Guten Tag. Ja, bitte. Hier sind die Kabinen. Wenn Sie Hilfe brauchen, rufen Sie mich einfach.
Vielen Dank.
Und wie sieht es aus? Zeig dich mal.
Ich weiß nicht. Es sieht aus wie ein Sack.
Es ist einfach zu groß. Entschuldigung, haben Sie das eine Nummer kleiner?
Leider nicht in dieser Farbe. Nur noch in Türkis.
Oh, Türkis ist meine Lieblingsfarbe. Darf ich es anprobieren?
Sicher. Hier, bitte. Und, wie sieht's aus?
Das gefällt mir und es passt.
Das sieht super aus. Ich würde das gleich kaufen.
Ja, das mache ich. Kann ich mit Karte zahlen?
Ja, natürlich. Kommen Sie bitte mit zur Kasse.
Okay, they found something to buy. It was something turquoise, I got that, but I'm not quite sure about the technical clothes terms, but we'll get there. So, Hannah wanted to try it on. She said, ich möchte es anprobieren, something we've heard many times.
Yes, yes. And she is being directed by the shop assistant, by the Verkäuferin, to the changing rooms,
Kabinen.
Mm-hmm. And the other girls, Carola and Miriam, ask to see her. And they say, oh, what does it look like? Zeig dich mal. Show yourself.
Yeah.
But Hannah is not happy with this dress. She thinks it looks like a sack. Yeah, es sieht aus wie ein Sack.
Oh,
it was too big.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, when she asks for a smaller number, or a smaller size, they don't have it in blue and white.
In that color,
they only have it, and there you have it, in turquoise.
In turquoise, okay.
And what's the good thing about turquoise?
Well, Hannah says it's her favorite color.
Ja, das ist meine Lieblingsfarbe. Yeah, and she tries it on, and it's super.
Okay.
So Carola also agrees it's fantastic, and she should buy it. So ich würde das gleich kaufen. I would buy this immediately.
So the gleich there is the immediately.
Yes.
And I would buy it immediately. Yeah. She doesn't want the same thing.
No.
She's saying that if it were me, I would buy it immediately.
Yes, exactly.
Can I go back and just ask you, Hannah said, das gefällt mir.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Und es passt.
Yeah.
Does that mean it fits?
It fits, So passen can be it suits, but it can also be it fits. So for example, if you have... She has the turquoise dress, and then someone comes with a red jacket.
Yep.
Das passt nicht.
Okay.
Yeah, the colors don't match.
Right.
Yeah. Even if the size fits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so passen could be suit, fit, and match.
Right. I get it. Okay, good. Next time I'm trying on a turquoise dress, I'll know exactly what to
say. Yeah, make sure you don't combine it with a red jacket.
Thank you for the fashion advice. Mm-hmm. Coffee break fashion now. Okay, so at the end, Hannah asks if she can pay by card.
Yeah, kann ich mit Karte zahlen?
And the sales assistant asks her to come to the checkout.
Yes, exactly. Good. Super.
That is it. It has been an interesting lesson because I think there's been quite a lot of transactional vocabulary in this one, which we've come across in the past, looking at these topics in previous lessons of Coffee Break German. But of course, here we're seeing it in context and we've got the whole story that works around it. And we're seeing how the Hannah and Carola and Miriam are interacting with each other too. So there's a bit of the story in there too. And we've also had the opportunity to talk a bit about the German spelling reform in this episode, which is not exactly new news, but it's certainly something that still affects.
But it's very funny, my generation, for us this was new. I was at school when it came into force and... Still today, like over 20 years later, I still say, oh, no, now we don't spell it like this, as if it was something new.
Okay, that's it for this episode. That's it for this episode of Coffee Break German. We will, of course, be going on to discuss the whole episode in greater detail now, as we're just about to start recording our bonus episode. And the bonus episode is part of the bonus features of Coffee Break German. So there you'll have a full discussion of all the language contained in this episode and, of course, all the previous 35 episodes and the future 4 episodes of this series. And we'll also be giving you the video versions and the lesson notes. And that's all part of the premium version of Coffee Break German, which you can find at coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
And of course, don't forget that you can follow Coffee Break German on social media. We are Learn German on Twitter and search for Coffee Break German on Facebook for our regular cultural and language challenges. And keep up with all of us here at Coffee Break on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages.
And once again, don't forget also to check out YouTube, where there is going to be some new German content very soon. That's our YouTube channel, Coffee Break Languages, where you can subscribe and like our videos. That's it for this episode. We will be back soon with more Coffee Break German. But for now, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2018 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2018 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.